Yeah.
So, page 322.
Look at what?
In the hymn book.
Are you talking?
Yep.
322.
Right. You're good. I'll be on the other hand.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Indeed, it's a wonderful privilege to be with you all. Even though weather is really getting cold, and somebody is telling in the office today afternoon, Friday we are going to have a snowfall again.
Yes.
My son, he loves the snow very much. He always, you know, when snow comes, I need to call a video call to him and show everything to him, and he'll be excited. So that's what it is happening. I want to thank the pastor for opening door for the missionaries. I want to thank church members and even missions committee, especially Pastor Gary, who has a burden for the nations, burden for the countries, you know, throughout the world. Almost so many pastors are working with the International Gospel Mission. Almost we were discussing 300 pastors are working throughout the world. People are getting saved. Mm-hmm. And Lord is doing His amazing work through the pastors. And I see, surprisingly, the mission house in IGM, they work very hard, round the clock. They think about it, they work, because 300 people are there, here 4 or 5 people are working in the office. So many things are going on. I thank the Lord for them, the burden, and I want to thank the Pastor Gary once again for that. Mm-hmm. Today evening, before I go, I just want to share my name, and we'll be seeing, end of the my sermon, we'll be seeing the video presentation. I have a small video, what is happening in India, about my testimony, and about my family, about the ministry, what I'm doing. We have a video presentation. So since projector and these other things are giving trouble, we'll see end of the time, and we have a few people, we can go to the computer and see that. And a couple of days back, my son called me. You know, you miss me. I have two children. One is 6 years old, another one is 2 years old. Mm-hmm. They miss me a lot. When I reach here, after reaching, my son called me. He doesn't know. You know, here is the night, there is a day. After coming from the school, he threw his bag and he called me and he told me, Daddy, where are you? I told him, I'm in US. Okay, I know that. He went for the ministry. Will you buy a monster truck for me? I told him, okay. Since, you know, I need to buy it, then I went to the Walmart, and one pastor has gifted me the monster truck. I bought and kept it at my room. I called a video call to him to show him that I bought a monster truck to him. Then he is excited. He was running here and there. And suddenly he thought, and I was sleeping the other day, around 12:30 in the midnight, he called me again. Dad, I have a deal for you. I have an agreement for you. I thought, what is that? Dad, why don't you take next flight and come back to India, give monster truck and go back. So though, I'll be happy, you will be happy. That's what he does, you know. We need to pray for my son and the children and my family back in India. So my son, you know, more than me, he misses his monster truck. It is safe in my room. I hope I'll definitely take it back and give my son. He will enjoy with that. Today evening, I just want to share with you a very important thing. When we see some categories of the works, when we see police, they have an identification of clothes. Mm-hmm. The clothing is different. When we see some people working in the farming land, their clothing, we can identify them through their clothes and through their behavior, through the activities. There are some identification marks throughout the world to identify them, which is very important, which is even needed. Amen. Today night, I just want to speak to you the marks of true Christian. Mm. Every Christian need to have some identification marks.
Right. Amen.
You cannot live as you want. We are separated from the world to live for Christ. We are His children, His people we are. We need to set our life an example for the worldly people. Unfortunate thing is, the world is controlling the churches, not the churches controlling the world. Mm. We are separated from the world. We are no more belongs to the world. We separated us, he shed his precious blood and he cleansed us, he forgiven our sins. He separated us as the children of God. The problem of today's Christian, they miss the marks of the Christians. Mm.
Amen.
They call themselves as a Christian, as a children of God. We don't see any identification in the life. We don't see any identification marks in the behavior. Are they talking? Are they live and the rest of the things? As a children of God, we need to have some identification marks. In India, they introduced the card called Aadhaar card, which is almost a card of you, which, you know, this card includes everything. You know, we have a fingerprints, it is unique. We have an eye retina, it's unique. It's unique. Nobody has in the world.
Right.
This is our identification. What is a Christian identification? What should be the marks of a Christian? What kind of the life we need to live in this world? We know that. This world is not belongs to us. We are just a pilgrimers in this world. One day we need to get out of this world. Mm-hmm. We need to set up a path in this world. We need to live in identification marks in this world.
Yes.
We need to have some marks in this world. Tonight, I just want to share with you 4 identification marks of the Christian. Which every Christian needs to have that.
Yes.
Which is very important for a believer. In India, we say, when we say believer, the one who believed in Lord Jesus Christ. When we believe it, we need to do something for the Lord. We need to do something for the Lord. Tonight, I just want to bring 4 things to you. And quickly, I just want to close it down. The first identification mark every Christian needs to have, that is, we need to love the Lord unconditionally.
Amen.
God has loved us. And he has given his life for us. He died on the cross of Calvary for us. He has shown his love towards us. He was overthrown. He was beaten by the people. He was insulted by the people. He just paid everything for us. Because he loved us so much. He loved us so much. If God doesn't love us, we would have been somewhere in the world.
Amen.
I don't know about you. I would have been lost my life. My life would have been gone somewhere. God has shown his love towards me. Every Christian needs to love the Lord. The Bible says when we read Psalm 18, verse number 1 and 2, let's turn our Bibles to Psalm 18. Psalm 18, verse number 1 and 2, the Bible speaks about the love. We need to love the Lord.
Amen.
We need to love the Lord. David, the secret of David's success is he loved the Lord. He loves the Lord. That is a tremendous thing we need to notice in David's life. David says in Psalm 18, I love thee, O Lord, my strength. He says, I love you so very much because God has shown love towards him. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Let's see. Dear friends, David says, I love the Lord because he has shown his love towards us. Today night, because, you know, we need to have an attitude of a loving our Savior. The Bible clearly says, when we read the book of John, chapter number 14, the Bible says, the thought God says, if you love the Lord, you need to obey me.
Amen.
Obey his commandment.
Yeah.
When we say, I love the Lord, we don't show in our activities, in our character, it's useless.
Right.
When you say, I love the Lord, it must say that it is silent, follows it, that we need to obey our Savior. We need to love the Lord. When you love the Lord, we love to live as he lives.
Mm.
We will come into the likeness of Jesus Christ. When we love the Lord, we will have a vision of to be a likeness of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
David says, the secret of David's success is he loves the Lord unconditionally.
Yes.
He says, God, I love you. Even though he has fallen so many times, even though he has so many difficulties in life, doesn't see about that. He says, God, I love you so very much because I'm nowhere counted in this world.
Mm-hmm.
You have shown your love towards me. That's the reason I'm here. Tonight, as a Christian, as a children of God, we need to have a mark of a loving towards the Lord. Love the Lord unconditionally. We have so many scripture references. I'm not going to show that. The second thing we need to have is, when you say that, I love the Lord, or else, as a Christian, we need to show the identification mark in our life is, the first one, we need to love the Lord. Second thing, we need to go for the soul winning. A soul winning is more important. As I said before, when you say that you love the Lord, you need to obey Him. You need to obey Him. The Bible clearly says, the identification, the mark of the Christian is, he must be a soul winner. He must be a soul winner. Matthew chapter number 4, verse number 19 says, when Peter and James were fishing, Peter and John was fishing, Jesus went to them and they told him, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men.
Amen.
I'll make you fishers of men. As a Christian, we need to have a second identification mark is soul winning. We should be a soul winner. There was a church, right after the Sunday service, they generally go for soul winning. They generally go for soul winning. Right after the church, a pastor and missions committee and young boys from the church, they are getting ready to go. Some people came from outside and told, Pastor, today it's heavy raining, heavy pouring it is. We cannot go out. Then missions committee told Pastor, we will do something later. Meanwhile, this all the conversation is going on. Pastor's son, he went to the room. Pastor's son, who is 11 years old boy, he went to the room, he put on his raincoat and glasses and cap and came to the missions committee and pastor, let's go for soul winning.
Amen.
Then these people got shocked and seeing this boy, we can we go now? It's raining outside, weather is very bad, we cannot go. But this boy says, Dad, even weather bad, people still go to hell if they die. If they don't believe Lord Jesus Christ, they go to hell. Life is very precious. I want to go for soul winning. Dad, I have a few pamphlets with me, which is a few gospel tracts with me. I want to go to our neighbor houses and pass these gospel tracts and come back. Will you please give me permission? They looked at missions committee, looked at the pastor. Pastor looked at the missions committee and the other young boys. Then finally they told, go slowly and come back soon. This boy went out for passing gospel tracts. He was passing the gospel tracts. He reached to the last house. He has only one pamphlet, the last gospel tract. He went to one house nearby the church. He knocked the door. Nobody opened the door. Again, he knocked the door. Nobody opened the door. He must keep on knocking the door. Because he has a last pamphlet. He need to give and pass and go back. He was sweating. He was very cold. He was feeling cold. But still, he wanted to give the pamphlet and go. And when this is going on, he was keep on knocking for 10 minutes. Old lady, she came slowly and opened the door. This boy looked at the lady and has a shower in hand. And he has given pamphlet to the lady by saying, Mom, Jesus loves you. He told the word, he ran to the church again because he was full wet. He went to the church back. The following Sunday, pastor called a call of, is there anybody who want to testify what God has done in your life? Here comes one old lady walking from back towards friend. She came with a stick by saying, you know, last Sunday, I was terribly disappointed. Terribly disappointed. I went my life into the depression. I have children. They left me. They doesn't care me. I have a family. They didn't care me. I'm here all alone. I thought to commit suicide and die. I went to my upper room to commit suicide and die. Somebody was knocking the door at the outside. I thought they would knock and go off. But this little boy, He didn't go. Amen. He waited until I come. When I came down, this boy has given a pamphlet by saying, Jesus loves you. That single word has changed my life. Then she read the gospel tract. They read itself, she committed her life to the Lord. She got saved that moment itself. She got saved.
Yes.
And she told God, I'm not going to get suicide and die. Amen. I want to live for you.
Amen.
I want to live for you.
Yes, God.
And when these words are spoken by her, all the missions committee and pastor, everybody got surprised. They stood up and given a standing ovation for the boy, the pastor's son, who is 11 years old boy. As a Christian, my friend, so many people are dying without Jesus Christ. Yeah. You know that every second two people are dying. For 1 minute, 120 people are dying. For 1 hour, 7,200 people are dying. For 1 day, 178,200 people are dying. My question is, where they are going?
Right. Amen.
Life is a one-time opportunity. Yeah. We will not have any other opportunity. If you're driving somewhere, if you miss the light, if you miss the house somewhere, you can take a U-turn and come back. Life is not like that. We do not know that what happens in the next moment. We do not know I can see you again. It can be my last sermon. Life is one time opportunity. When you meet God, if you have nothing to show him, it's useless of life.
Right.
We need to set our life as a march in this world when we live. We need to set ourselves an example for the next generations.
Yes.
I was speaking to the Pastor Gary. I was telling about one man, his name is Shantana. He never married. He didn't study much. When he was 16 years old, somebody shared the gospel to him. He got saved and born again. His burden is, he wanted to serve the Lord. But there was no opportunities for him. He didn't study much. The Lord spoke to him. Then he decided, I will do something unique ministry. Then he started to doing that, writing the Bible scriptures about the salvation on the mountains. He goes to the jungle, he writes on the mountain and come back. He has one bicycle, at the freight basket he has a paint bottles, the back seat, back bicycle, he has a small stove for the cooking, a small vessel, nothing more than that. He has no permanent house. He has no identification. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. But almost 15,000 people led by him to Christ.
Praise God.
One simple man.
Amen.
He didn't study much. Nobody knows about him. But his vision is win the souls for the God's kingdom. He never wastes his time because he sees the urgency of the gospel. The importance of the gospel. The problem of even my country, whether in America, soul winning has gone down.
Yes.
We see so many obstacles. We are engaged with so many things. We love to have a comfortable life rather than getting out of the comfortability. Churches are getting ruined. Churches, I was telling the other day, in America, there are 1,200 churches are closing down every year.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with it?
Amen.
The country has sent thousands of missionaries throughout the world. The country who has a burden for the Lord is going down.
Yes.
It's going down. In India, we don't have a freedom of preaching gospel. We were beaten by the people several times. If I take the Bible, if I go outside, I don't know whether I'll come back and see my family or not. But we love the Lord. We want to serve the Lord. We go for soul winning because we want to do something for the Lord.
Yes.
Before we die.
Jesus.
When I go to heaven, this position, the buildings, and these all things are not going to come with us. The only thing is going to come with us, whom we led to the Christ.
Amen.
I was writing an article. The important gift we can give to our friends or family members is introducing Jesus Christ to someone.
Right.
That is the greatest gift ever you can give to someone. Nothing precious than that. That is greatest gift which cannot even buy with the millions of dollars. You cannot buy that salvation.
Amen.
It's a freely you can introduce Jesus Christ to somebody. The problem with us is today is we don't know who is our neighbor even.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
We don't know who is our neighbor. We give a plastic smile to them. Oh, how are you doing? How is everything? All is well. We don't know how pain they are going through. We don't know what kind of difficulties they are going through. You never try to get in close to them because you have your own difficulty. As a Christian, we cannot, when we cannot able to set ourselves an example, how are we going to lead others to Christ?
Right.
If you want to lead others to Christ, we need to set ourselves an example and role model to the people so that we can reach people and again we can go and share the gospel. In India, we do soul winning every day. We go for soul winning. We take the gospel tracks. We go for soul winning because we see so many people are dying without Jesus. They cannot come back.
Yeah.
There is no other privilege. There is no other opportunity. The only opportunity is in this world we have it. We need to utilize that. The second identification mark is every Christian need to have is a soul winning. The third identification mark every Christian need to have is we need to wait upon God. We need to wait upon God. Wait upon God all the time. Or else we need to trust and wait upon God.
Amen.
The identification, the mark of the Christian is we just need to trust upon God. Trust in the Lord. Trust and wait upon God until He does the things. So many times as a Christian, we pray. You know, my son says sometime, you know, Dad, I'm praying for something. Before I open my eyes, it should be there, Dad. Mm. Before I open even my eyes, it should be there. That kind of mentality we have as Christians today. Let me tell you, my friend, we need to be a soul winners. As we read in Matthew chapter number 4, verse number 19, the third thing we need to be, we need to trust the Lord, or else wait upon the Lord and trust on Him. When we read book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, verse number 6 says, chapter number 11, verse number 6 says, let's read that verse and go forward. I'll be reminding one more thing. I'll be closing down soon. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 6, please. Can somebody help me, please, with that? But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For that cometh to God, cometh to God, live that He is, and that He is a rewarder of the diligently seeking. Or else, I just want to remind you one word is, it's impossible to please God without faith.
Amen.
Which means, we need to wait upon God, and trust on God, and wait upon Him until He does the things.
Right.
That is the marks of Christians. We hurry for everything. We rush for everything. We want to do it. But God says, wait. Wait. I'll do it. Wait upon Him. The first Christian marks, the believer, as the children of God, we need to have a mark of identification. We need to love the Lord, first one. The second one, we need to be a soul winners. We need to go for soul winning. The third thing, we need to wait for God until He does the things.
Amen.
We don't need to rush. God has His own time to do it. We think that, oh, this if this happens right now, oh, that will be beautiful. God knows which is the right time. We calculate ourselves. We imagine ourselves. God says, you wait until I do it. Have faith upon Me. Trust in Me. I can do it. I'll do it. We believe what we do in the church is every year, each person, we have 300 people in the church. Each person will witness to the 50 people. Mm-hmm. Bringing them to the salvation, it's not our business. Witnessing about Jesus Christ is our work.
Amen.
Bringing them to the salvation, it's God's work. I'll share my gospel to them. I trust in God. God will bring one day to the saving knowledge of Him. One day or the day, they will come to the saving knowledge. But we need to accomplish our responsibility just to wait upon Him.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength.
Yeah.
The strength will be renewed. So many times we don't wait upon God. Churches are getting empty today because they don't wait upon God. They don't trust God. They trust their money. I have a dollar with me. Your money with me. Here it says, in God we trust. Yeah. In God we trust. Is it true?
I wish it was. Used to be.
The country started and in God we trust. Now they trust in their abilities.
Yeah.
God doesn't see our abilities. God doesn't need our abilities. God sees our availability. If you're available, God will use you. If you're available for God, Amen. God can bless you. If you're available to God, God can bring you such a manner so that God will bless you such a way.
Yes.
If you're available, we are very busy. Very busy. You know, in India, in church, we worship God for three and a half hours. We come at 9 o'clock to the morning church. It's morning service. We go up to 1:30. No hunger, nothing. We don't have a facility. We'll sit down.
Amen.
We'll sit on the floor. Children will be there. They will be taking care of the Sunday school and everything. We don't have a coffee and tea and facility. No welcoming drink. Nothing at all. They need to come and listen to the word of God and go. Still they come. Dear friends, as the children of God, we need to wait upon God. I don't know what kind of situation you go through in your life. Maybe sometime you're thinking, you know, what is this, all the issues? God says, trust in me, I can do it. All things are possible for God. The fourth thing I can just want to tell you and close it. Fourth thing I just want to tell you and close it off. The Bible says, the first one, we need to love the Lord. The second one, we need to be a soul winner. The third thing, we need to wait upon Him. The fourth thing we can do is, in our life, commit to help and build our local churches. This should be the mark of Christian.
Yeah.
The fourth mark of the Christian is committing ourselves for the local church. Committing ourselves for the local church. When God has saved us, God has delivered us from the world and separated us and planted in the church, we need to stick into the church.
Amen.
We need to build the church. We need to be part of the church. We need to be a responsible person in the church. Today, the difficulty even in India is we cannot preach hard. If we speak about sin, next week people will not come.
Amen.
People love the preaching of, you know, prosperity. You will be blessed, no problem. If you sin also, you will be blessed, no problem at all. You know, God will take care of it. God will forgive you. There is a fellow in India. He says, you can take the Lord's table and give to your neighbor who is not even saved. I don't know where he read that. He says, you take the Lord's table to how many you want. You put some offering and take the Lord's table and give to your neighbor. But by drinking that, then you come to the saving knowledge. What kind of doctrine is that? I don't know that.
It's not Bible.
It's not Bible. 25,000 people gather there. All IAS and IPS, I don't know where they come from. We cannot preach hard today. You know, the problem of the people, they will be here for 1 week, they will go another way, they will try there, they will go another way, they will try there, they will keep on trying, they will never be fruitful in their life.
Right.
Remember one thing, you have a small plant, small tree, you planted in your garden. It's growing up, it has been 1 week, it's growing up. You thought, hey, this is not good this way. I need to remove from here and plant the other side. Next week, you removed this and planted here. The other week later, you went there again and said, oh, it's growing. But it looks better if I plant it in front of the church. And you remove it and put it in front of the church. By the time, what happens? This will die.
Yeah.
That is the Christianity today.
Yeah.
They don't have any spirituality. They died in the spiritual life. They die, they don't have a love for the Lord. They don't have a passion for the soul winning. They don't wait upon the Lord. They just lost their life. They don't build the church. Rather, they boil for the church.
Right.
They speak bad about the church. We cannot play the games with the house of the Lord.
Right. Amen.
It's the house of the Lord. Christ has shed his blood for this. Church is a tremendous thing.
Yes.
Church is the place, I believe, church is the place of a hospital, spiritual hospital, which heals the broken-hearted people. You know that?
Amen.
Word of God has the ability of that. Church is a spiritual hospital. So many people come to the church. Some strong people come to the hospital. Some bad people, sick people come to the hospital. They will get cured in the church and go out and preach the gospel. The problem today is, we don't do much work for God. We don't do much work for God. But let me tell you, we need to commit ourselves to the Lord. When we read Matthew chapter number 16, verse number 18, the Bible says, Matthew chapter number 16, verse number 18, God says, I will build my church. I'll build my church. God is a builder. We all are workers. We need to work in His garden. As a Christian, we need to have some identification marks. When we don't have identification, people will not recognize us. If you have to be recognized by the people, you need to set yourself an example for the people. When you set your life an example, I believe that we need to be a milestone.
Yes. Amen.
People need to remember us. You know, see, one thing is true. When God summarizes our life, He sees, you know, what you have done for the Lord. Some people say, my church is doing good. We support missionaries. We do this. We do that. What do you do personally for the missions? Mm-hmm. What do you do for the Lord? Oh, I don't do anything. I just encourage people. Is that only? You can do something for your family. You can build your life. You can bring your children up. You can do everything. You cannot do anything for the Lord. You cannot do anything for the church. You can do it.
Yes, amen.
You can impact the church. One person is sufficient to impact the church. Let me tell you, my friend. Let us have a marks of Christians, identification marks, which can build one another. When God summarizes, it need to be something about us. The history, the people, the next generation need to remember about us. We need to set our life an example for them, a generation. That's going to be the great blessing. May the Lord bless the church, bless the people in the church, and pastor and everybody. Thank you for the wonderful opportunity. May the Lord continuously grow and give a strength and ability to trust on Him. And He may do the more soul winning and for the extension of His kingdom. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity. And let's have a word of prayer. We'll go for the presentation. I request Pastor Gary to lead us in prayer, then we'll go for the presentation of the video.